Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. And now, the Chop Shop with Community Pat.
All right. Welcome to Dead Zone, the podcast, episode 92. I am your host, Chopper. Jack and Rob have been fired because of violation of NDA agreements with Mantic, so now we are now in control of this podcast. So I guess today we'll talk a little about Adeptcon. I don't know what all those jokers had going on. I don't have any other show notes. They left this place in a mess.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Hey.
We let Pat in the control room one time.
We're doing a podcast, right?
There's a package out front for you. We leave the studio, and next thing you know...
That's episode 93, Pat.
93? Well, see, if you had cleaned this place up... Listen, I mean, there's nothing but trash everywhere here.
Yeah. We don't have our maid in today.
Yes. And also, that's my chiffon skirt. Please, be delicate.
Yes, it's 93. This is the Adept Prep. We're going to be talking AdeptCon. You might have heard some of this on our live show, but nobody watches those, so this is for all those other people. It's sad because it's true.
Yeah. We laugh, but there's also a little bit of pain.
Each of us are crying. Single tear.
I think I enjoy doing those, and I enjoy doing it for the two or three people that watch it because they're funny.
That's right. Well, yes, AdeptCon is coming up end of March. Very end of March this year. It's April 1st is the last day, or is it somewhere in there?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think April 1st is the Monday. I think we leave on April 1st.
Yeah.
But, yes, it's late this year, I find. I think it's a week later than usual, or half a week later. But it's in Chicago, Illinois. Well, technically Schaumburg.
Schaumburg. Yeah, it's March 27th to the 31st. The last day is the last day of March.
There you go. And, yeah, we'll be there. Pat, will you be there?
I will be there. I'm always there.
Yeah, he's forced to be there.
I'm always there.
It's part of his contract with the devil.
I'm always there in pain and agony to the point where I can't walk anymore. But no one cares. No one cares for that. As long as they have a great time with the events, there's great deals at the booth, there's a spectacular Mantic open night on the Saturday.
It's like all of a sudden you're like complaining, then you're going into shill mode.
But it is true. But after the setup and beyond his feet, poor Pat's these poor dogs are barking.
Yeah, do you have a chair this year at least?
No.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Well, if we just get Brian on all fours and you could just
sit on his back.
Sit on his back.
Or I thought it's that we're gonna start a GoFundMe page for Pat's chair.
I'm gonna take my title is Pharaoh Serious. I'm going to start making people sit on their hands, get on their hands and knees and use them like a throne.
That's right. We just get, like, and then people have to, like, carry on one of those, what are they, pallets or whatever?
Palanquins.
Yeah, that's right.
So cart you through the vendor hall.
Yeah.
So you can wave at the people.
These are all great ideas.
He's writing these down.
When I run Adepticon.
All right, so Adepticon, right?
Yeah, let's get back to business.
Let's back to business.
What is actually happening at Adepticon this year?
Yeah. So, what are you guys excited for? Let's chat about that for half a second.
I'm happy that we have nothing planned. So it's basically we're free as birds.
We don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to no games we have to run or
go where we want or do what we want. So well,
Pharaoh doesn't approve of that.
As always, I'm excited to see all the people. The games are secondary to hanging out with seeing Tyler and you and Shane and Brian's
John Jack,
both Brian's and Rick. And everybody else, Beetle.
Yeah, we got lots of pals, lots of friends.
Yeah, anyone whose name they've forgotten, they miss you too.
No, we don't like you, actually. We've never liked you.
It was all facade.
It's all a facade. It was all for the viewership subscribers.
Well, I guess we didn't mention Ronnie's name. We probably should mention Ronnie at least.
Well, you know, earlier, I had some good news.
Oh.
partly good news. If we had one of those little beeper things from the 1940s, we could take that off. Breaking news is that Martin is like almost 60% sure that he might be able to come.
That excites Jack. He's like warming up his hands as he speaks.
I like Martin.
Yeah, so, I mean, Martin was out because he was supposed to have knee or hip surgery.
Yeah.
But things have been delayed, and now it looks like...
So he'll be hobbling around, but he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be in an incredible amount of pain and hobbling around, but he'll be there.
I don't know.
So he might pull rank and get the palanquin, and you'll be relegated.
Oh, no.
Standing
on the palanquin's all mine. Rob will ride the elephant next to my palanquin.
There you go.
Or Rob Martin will ride the palanquin, or the elephant next to my palanquin.
Rob Berman's on the other side.
Yeah.
He's riding the crocodile.
Yeah, he's riding the chariot in front, whipping...
whipping the four people pulling it?
Out of the way. Whipping people out of the way. Clear the path! Arrow comes!
This is turned from a regal event to sounds like some fanfic. Sort of some ancient Death Race 2000.
Right in the next game.
Homunculus comes!
This is the next, you get your jet bike races. Next one's going to be pelican races.
Pelican?
Pelican. Close enough.
A bunch of birds flying around with fish in their mouth.
What are you doing, Muffin? You don't belong here. Get out of here.
So, Jack, what are you excited about for Adepticon?
Apparently a menagerie. Yeah, no, you know what? I'm looking forward to getting there. We still got the anxiety of getting over the border and getting probed. So I'll be happier. Ask me that question when we're there.
What are you excited about for Adepticon, other than it being over so you can finally sleep again?
I'm actually excited for the Vanguard tournament. It's taken off really well, and the Clash of Kings. I'm real interested to see. What kind of people come out of the woodwork for that now that we have the UK champion coming to increase our taxation, T-tax, and all that other stuff, you know?
So you're going to throw its army into the Atlantic?
Yeah. Well, you know, no taxation without representation, they say.
Well, when we show up to do that and you look over and I'm dressed like an Indian and everyone goes, too far. Well, you like your commitment? Historically accurate? Too far.
No, I'll just give you a blanket with some smallpox.
Oh, God, that's too far.
Yeah, that's okay. Too far.
I stand corrected.
I'm going to have a beaver hat, and I'll just be a fur trader and
a fur trader.
A slight Canadian accent and French-Canadian accent.
Yeah. Well, yes, so we've got some guests from across the pond. When we're talking about Dead Zone, since we've slipped into there, we've segued into there, we have Rick Hall, who's going to be running the event this year. And we got a sizable, last time I checked, there was a sizable amount of people that were signed up, but there's still some more room.
Yeah, there's about six more spots left. Hopefully people are just waiting the last minute to sign up, you know?
Yeah, usually, yeah. But, yeah, we got last year's champion, Adam Kinney's going to be playing. And we also have Rules Committee Andy Sharp coming down to challenge him. So that'll be the U.S. versus U.K. right there. So everybody else got to jump in there and battle both those guys. I think they're the people to take down.
That's true. I want to put that in Tyler's lap.
I don't know if Tyler's playing in the tournament. I'm not sure what he's doing this year.
Yeah, I don't know if he's signed up yet. We haven't even.
Well, last year he did the Ironman thing.
Yeah,
so
I think he might have brought himself up.
I wouldn't be surprised if he takes it a little easier this time.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be doing Vanguard because he's pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
A little sabbatical from that. Yeah, that was a hard slog. And a dear friend of ours, Pat Chopper Lewis, had said that it was going to be hard. A lot of people doubted that from going from the right from the Dead Zone to the firefight tournaments, like with no
that
break,
one day, yeah.
was going to be a challenge, and there was a lot of naysayers, but the faces told the tales about midway through that firefight tournament. There was a lot of tuckered out young little pups.
I think that was Saturday night too. Saturday that last year, because we brought all this alcohol, or maybe that was for the Clash of Kings he was playing for, the Kings of War tournament. And we brought alcohol, and all I know is Tyler was pumped up by the alcohol we brought him halfway through that game so he could finish it. But then Mantic Knight happened, and he had to go back at like 8 a.m. to play the second part of that tournament. Like that.
I know. It's tough. But, you know, that's why he got the... I forget what I gave him. He got the Iron Man Award.
Yeah, he's a champion. Prize.
So, I mean, this year it's still just as busy, but this year I just said, you know what, things are going to have to overlap. Have individual, you know, you just gonna have to pick and choose this time. And well, that'll hurt some attendance, some games. It's too hard, and you know, we almost killed Tyler.
There's not enough time, really, and it people shouldn't be doing that anyways, because there's not enough time between the games.
No,
and Mantic has a range that's wide enough now that especially with Vanguard now, that's really taking the world by storm. You can't do it all, and to try and schedule it in such a way, it's a recipe for disaster.
You're going to have to cut something out, yeah.
So maybe Dead Zone, the tournament, doesn't have, say, more people than last year. It doesn't mean the game's not growing. It doesn't mean the
yeah.
It just means someone might have had to go to Dreadball. Someone had to, like, there's a lot of
other
things.
Plus other games. There's, I don't know how many other events at the Adepticon that they're not all going to be just playing Mantic games, too. So if you got some other Gaslands game or something you have to get to, you can't necessarily do it all.
Yeah.
Somebody was saying that, I forget who it was, said that they had something that they were playing and they had to get into Dead Zone, but it was going to overlap a bit, and they had to figure out how they were, because they wanted to leave the other tournament early so they could get to Dead Zone, but they couldn't buy tickets, and it was, yeah, it's becoming that, where there's so many events that they're overlapping, that it's you really have to schedule your time.
You do.
Or be like me and Jack, where just don't do anything.
We have nothing, absolutely nothing. It's freeing, actually.
I think Jack said he'd be the ringer if there was an odd number.
I did offer Rick, but I haven't heard back, so I'm going to...
I think that's because right now we're at an even number.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also having a ringer available is a good business practice, and I think that was just part of some witty banter of ours. I'm pretty sure he would have one of his crew. He's built a big crew of people in Michigan now. There's got to be a couple people he's got on deck just in case.
Oh, yeah. Who knows?
Yep.
So.
And, we got... there's also Dreadball events happening. Is that on Thursday, I think?
Yeah. No, it's actually... Well, you know, let's just go through it.
Yeah, let's go through
it. Let's talk Thursday. So Thursday, things start kick off at noon with Mike Carter's How You Use It tournament. If you don't know how the How You Use It tournament works, it's basically armies are set in the table spots. Every round you move, so every round you're controlling a new army.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's been a pretty nice favorite at Adepticon in the past, even at Gen Con. Thursday is also our Kings War big game. Blake Schrode and Kyle, I always forget Kyle's last name, and Rusty, they put on a giant, huge table, and I think it's like 10,000 points a side.
Yeah, it's always impressive, that thing.
Yeah.
On it, adding more stuff to it. It's always amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Then in the evening, that's the afternoon. In the evening, Andrew W. Wadzianski, Crazy A, we're going to call him. That's his new nickname. We'll call him Crazy A.
Crazy A.
It's oddly fitting.
Right?
He's a character. I like him. And that's...
Andrew, if you're listening, you will now be referred to as Crazy A.
And if you're not listening, surprise.
Yeah, guess what? You're still being called Crazy A. But he's going to be running a Dreadball League in the Night. So you'll play a league campaign. I think they have set it for four games. What that involved means that after every game, you get to choose new skills and add points and change your stats for your team over a course of four games.
4 days?
Four games.
Oh, okay.
Games.
I act shocked because I think that's the one that I was invited to if I stopped saying cut all your Dreadball miniatures off the bases and make them Dead Zone miniatures. I got a cordial invitation under that stipulation. I think that's what it was for. So
that's funny. And then
it's funny, but there's pain involved. It comes from a place of shock and horror.
And then the last event of the evening on Thursday is the Kings of War Speed Tournament. This one was requested to me when I went out to the Dragonfall. I was asking people out there for the Masters qualification tournament out there if they wanted to see a team tournament again or if they wanted to run a speed tournament. Shen Shoemaker ran a speed tournament there that night, and it was pretty well received, and everyone was excited to have that Adepticon this year. So I put it in the schedule this time. Basically, I think it's a 3-round tournament, but each side, the first round, each side gets 25 minutes, and then the last two is 20 and 20.
Yeah, it just keeps dropping down time.
Yeah, so you got to go fast. I think it's 20 and 15. Maybe it's 25, 20, 15.
Wow.
So you got to really know how to move your army around.
Just quick and nice little tournament.
Yeah, so, you know, that's like gets done in like 2 or 3 hours.
Cool. Usually that's a game of Kings of War.
No, Kings of War you can get done in an hour and a half.
Yes, yeah, now.
But you're saying it's a fan favorite, so it must be the thing that, it's nice you're able to mix it up. So far, there's two versions with a little bit of a slant, a little bit of a twist for Kings of War. So if you're a Kings of War fan, it sounds like you can mix it up. You're not going to be stuck in the same old rut when you get there.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Then we move into Friday, early Friday morning, when the rooster crows. We start with our first annual Vanguard National Championship. That one sold out pretty fast, and we had to actually open up a couple more spots for it.
Yeah, you keep adding people down.
It's the new hotness, and rightfully so.
Yeah, it's the popular one.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I've had a chance to record a battle report for Mantic with Brian John Jack. If you haven't seen it, go to the Mantic YouTube channel and check it out. It's pretty fun. It was my actually first attempt, so I'm kind of quite pleased at my effort.
Yeah, you had more of a gonzo style of journalism with some nice interstitials. It was good.
Yeah.
But John Jack is a personality. And some people can say that as like an offhanded comment. He is a genuinely funny guy, and he's entertaining. And Brian, too.
So energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You chose the right two people to be in your first. You could kind of sit back and rest a little bit knowing that.
Yeah. Neither of those guys are getting butthurt and being angry about that game. No matter what was going on, they're both laughing and having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there was some ridiculous roles in that game.
Oh, I was out of control. And then Brian just forgetting the rules for half his team, for half his warband.
Which he says, he claims right from the get-go, I always forget this. So just be aware, everyone, I'm going to forget it.
Don't fry me in the comments.
That was the first time John played that army too, right?
Yes.
So it was a nice, shows how easy it is when you're just throwing yourself into the fray.
Yeah. So it's if you know Dead Zone, you know Kings of War, you can definitely play Vanguard. And a drop of a hat.
Yeah, it's like a mission or two for sure.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Dead Zone, then after the Vanguard Championship, there was just like a 30-40 minute break, I think, and then we go right into the Dead Zone National Championship. Adam Kinney defending his title. Andrew Sharp coming from the UK, also with the intent of raising our taxes and and installing Prima Nocta.
No, geez.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Those Brits.
I was unaware. Okay, yes. So, yes, the invasion. But I will say, now that the NHS has determined that Martin is not a priority, their loss is our gain. So we may be stuck with the invasionary forces of Andrew Sharp dominating our Dead Zone games, but we also have the joy of having Martin here. So
that's right. You get to meet Rob Berman. You didn't get to meet him.
I have not met Rob Berman
yet. Oh, you haven't met Rob either, huh?
No.
Oh, well, then the pleasure for you.
Yeah, I'll shake his hand. Rob says he's nice.
I stood next to him for like hours on end, and I was too busy working at Gen Con to actually talk to him, so maybe I'll get a word in right to eyes with him.
Yeah, Rob says he's nice, a little quieter than you would believe from his antics on recorded things, but I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah, no, Rob's a good guy. Then throughout the whole day, while those two tournaments are going, we're going to have the Walker Challenge. We ran this at Gen Con. It was very, very popular. Mm-hmm. We will have it again. It'll be from 10 to 6, you know, every hour-long games of the Walking Dead All-Out War. You just come on in, play, things like that, little prizes to be given away.
So the Walker Challenge, that is something to do with Texas Rangers? Is that what we're
yes.
doing? Yes. Oh, I was thinking much more of like Battle Mechs, Walkers.
No, it's the Walking Dead. It's the Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
So those walkers.
And that's a big draw. Like that game really took off, and everything I've heard about that game, and in particular the people who really enjoy that game, is just how fun and it was. One of the, Mars Attacks was the first foray into licensed material, but Walking Dead really caught the imagination of people.
And it's definitely a gateway game for romantic stuff too, because it's you're getting people from all over playing that game.
For sure.
Which is going to be Hellboy's thing too. You get a lot of people just playing those games just because they read the comics or watched the shows or movies.
Here's Negan. Well, is going to be another big one too. Both those games will have a Gen Con, the demo and tryout, so people come by the booth and try that out. Dead Zone, the movie we got coming in also throughout the day, the three episodes of that.
Yes, Dead Zone, the movie. Describe Dead Zone, the movie for people, what they don't know what it is.
Yeah,
Basically, you're playing an enforcer squad versus a horde of unending vermin. You have to get to the chopper, and the squad is crazy. Is basically, if you took the Expendables and turn them into an enforcer team. They're ridiculously stat. They have a ridiculous splat. You know, they're set. So it'll play cinematically with these guys where you get the guy who's got the big gun. He just mows them down. Bah, 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 bah. You have the hardened veteran sergeant, you know, who shakes hands and flexes his biceps while he's shaking hands.
Although the predator.
Yeah, then you have the knife hand-to-hand specialist who thrives slitting vermin throats.
Every time the camera pans over, he's sharpening a knife for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the one hero who always saves and gets the girl.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, they're ridiculously stat. It's a fun little list. I mean, I built this. I call it Dead Zone the movie because I made the scenario so it would look like a movie. But I actually built this squad to actually function in a firefight game. So you have this squad as your army in a firefight, in a 1,500-point firefight game.
Well, that sounds good. Hopefully everyone decides to take a
peek. Yeah. After DeftCon, I'm going to put the list up for people to try in firefight.
Okay.
So it'll be the Dead Zone movie squad.
Yeah, for a game that no one plays. It's dead. It's
it's not that dead. There's still quite a few people playing out there.
Yes. It's not dead.
Ask Tyler. You just hurt his feelings, Jack.
It's every once in a while I just like to be zany.
You like to twist the knife in Tyler's back a little bit every once in a while.
It's just jokes. It's just fun.
It's nothing hurtful. I really respect Tyler.
I understand. I sound like a radio announcer, but I also, you know, just want to have some gags, some goofs.
Your cold, goofs. Calculating tone, radio tone, always fools me.
Yeah, it's hypnotic and deadpan, but I am just in it for the goofs.
It's not our fault. We're Canadian. We pronunciate things.
Pronunciate and the traffic on the I-95 is still moving very slowly.
Yes.
Kings of War, again, will also be running big game. Blake will be having that out again. And then there's this crazy game called Mech Zone that I hear so much about. I hear this is going to take the world by storm.
Not on Friday, though. That's Saturday. Friday, there's no game on Friday.
Yeah, there's two games on Friday.
Yeah, no games on Friday. No.
I'm unaware of that one. That doesn't sound appealing.
Pharaoh has decreed.
Oh, no.
He's going to be sending up people up there to go play this game. Nobody signed up.
Pharaoh has chiseled the stones to see that there are two games. Yes.
Yeah, there's an obelisk flanked by two lions that says otherwise.
And I will be constructing a pyramid in honor of this game.
Okay. Pray that you don't have to send a pelican, a brute, a stride or elephant or anything to enforce your will.
Yeah, so next zone, we're doing it, I guess. And it'll be fun. Don't expect Dead Zone. Don't expect serious. Expect fun.
Yes.
And it'll be 100% fun.
And I think we'll probably have enough time to send out some teasers. Maybe
Before Adepticon comes out, I'm sure that I think the rules will be probably posted on Adepticon. They usually do that, right?
I did not send them yet to be posted. I didn't know if you wanted to post them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's really just Dead Zone, but simplified and a little different. A little bit different rules slightly, and to make it more fun for mech-on-mech violence.
I did send them off to be printed, so you'll have packets.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, bye. So for that Saturday game, everyone come by, sign up.
and the Friday game.
Oh. I think the Saturday game's already sold out, so if you're going to sign up, I think you're forced to do Friday.
And if you want to be able to make it through the mech zone before being lulled with radio voices.
That's right. You're going to have to take a nap beforehand.
Bring a monster with you.
But for the mech zone, you don't need to bring a mech. The mechs are provided and the smiles are free.
Yeah, just come as you are. Come as you are.
As you were.
But bring alcohol for us and for yourself. It'll make it much more fun.
Drinks are always accepted. Pharaoh approves.
Okay, good. Good. So what's after that?
That's Friday, so that's a busy day Friday, right?
Yeah, you got a lot of games going on Friday.
And then Saturday is even busier. Saturday is the Clash of Kings, starting bright and early, day one. I think we're up to 60 players on that now, and I think we're getting
6-0.
Yeah, 6-0. We're getting close, and we're running out of space, so we might be putting people out in the foyer.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah. So it's very excited. So it's going to be a very pack-filled room that day.
Yeah. Needless to say, we won't be. We might be playing Mech Zone somewhere else because I think they'll be taking over that whole area.
No, I got you squared away. You might be more condensed into a new. You might be closer with the Walker Challenge and Doom Wheel, but you'll still be in that room.
The good thing is
because I moved Dreadball out of there, which is also starting that day. The Dreadball National, the NADC Dreadball, North American Dreadball Circuit National Champions will be playing there. I think Brian's running that.
Good.
Because I think Crazy A wanted to play.
Ah, yes. He loves his Dreadball.
Yeah. So there's a good turnout for that, too, as far as Dreadball is concerned. I think we're running right now with 12, and I think we only got 4 more spots left open.
Yeah. The people who love Dreadball, they're serious about loving Dreadball. They play nonstop. Those guys, even after the tournament, before the tournament, they were always playing games. Like, that's what
it's a great game. You know, I mean, it just needs a champion. I guess.
I don't. Yeah, I think it just needs to people come back to it. It was a while there that it was gone for version 2. Version 2 was so much better. Like, it's such a good game now.
Yeah, I think you know, if you stepped away because it took us a while to get things going, pick it up and play again. I mean, I'm starting to get more people back into it over here.
And it's so quick and easy, too. It's not like you're taking too much. You need, how many people on a team? Like 6, 7 guys?
Oh, and you get 10 in a box, I think. You only need 6 on the field at a time.
Yeah, you just grab the starter box and good to go. Mantic has a big deal going, too.
We still do. It's the end of this week, I think. You get 10 teams for, like, how much was that again?
Oh, yeah, you get random teams. Like, I said, once again, I almost did it. If I needed more guys, I would have done it to cut them up and make them into Dead Zone guys. But such a good deal.
And as per the agreement of my invitation, I cannot condone, nor will I sponsor that kind of brutality against Dreadball managers. And continue.
Well, that's the same thing. We after last year, we picked up Dreadball, and we were like, oh, we got tons of teams. We look, and we're like, oh, we used to have tons of teams. We only had like 2 teams because we destroyed this.
Yeah, basically you get 10 teams for $80.
Yeah.
which is great because it's $18 a team.
Yeah.
So what is that? So that's almost.
Are you trying to determine how much?
$8 each. It's like half price.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's half price.
Well, certainly, if you needed models, that's the price point on that is outrageously good.
And also for Star Saga, like if you want to, because they have to create your own merc, that's another great thing. You could just grab a bunch of those teams, tons of different races. And once again, I'm saying to destroy miniatures, not play Dreadball. But if you're not even playing Dreadball, that's a great deal just for miniatures.
The destruction of ball miniatures goes against everything I believe, and
but Dreadball itself is fun too. So that's happening on Saturday also.
I'm trying to remember who won. Did Andrew won it last year? I think.
I'm not even sure.
He was the national champ, I think.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Who?
Crazy A. Crazy A.
Yes.
There's too many Andrews. That's another problem.
Also going on again will be the Walker Challenge and Mech Zone in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, I think Mech Zone is, if not sold out, there's only like one or two spots left. Saturday was a day that everybody who wasn't playing sci-fi, they came over and played Mech Zone.
And then we have Doom Wheel, which is taking the place of Dead Zone, the movie. Switching it up a little bit. Doom Wheel basically is the German tunnel runner.
It's the jet bike races for the modern era.
No, it's not. It's totally different. So what's that game where you play RC car and you bounce a ball like soccer with race cars?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that game is, that's what Doom Wheel is based on, using the Vermin Tunnel Runners.
So it's not a race. It's an actual match.
Yes.
Huh? Interesting.
Yeah.
So let me turn
out. I wish you could play it, but unfortunately someone...
I feel like you play it. You only need one person there on Mech Zone, and one person can play Doom Wheel.
Don't tell Jack that. He'll never be there.
So you're saying I don't need to be there.
I say you have to be there for either the noon. Pharaoh decrees that Jack has to be there for either noon or 3 o'clock.
And the Pharaoh is just and merciful, and it does not shy away from
corporal punishment.
But also a fair and equitable gifting. So I will be there for each and every Mech Zone. And
well, it's a two-man job just to wrangle all the people anyway. So
our fans can get a little uppity.
So that is that's the events of the daytime. But Saturday also brings us everyone's favorite, starting at 8 p.m., the 5th Annual Mantic Open Night.
8 p.m., you said?
8 p.m.
We got it. Okay, because we always miss. We always get in trouble at the beginning. So, Alex going to be there this year?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so we got to make sure.
Maybe this is the year I'm allowed in without being.
You have to wear the shirt this year. If you wear the Mantic shirt, you got your War Master shirt, whatever it says.
What we should have did is we should have just sleep hypnosed Alex at Gen Con.
That's right. Let Jack
to recognize you at all times.
I'm gonna post a picture that says.
Yeah, that's right. We should put a picture on the back of the door that says "Allow in." This is Jack's picture.
He looks dangerous, but he's actually allowed in. Yeah. This because I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to contain my vitriol. I might. I don't know what happened every year. Everyone's waved through. the hot chicks in little skirts, you know, the trendy guys with their pop collars. And then, well, where are you going?
Where are you going, old man?
Where are you going, old man? I want to go to the party.
My friends are inside.
Don't you know who this is?
You got no friends.
Maybe it's because Coach was with you, though. Maybe this year you'll be fine.
Yeah, I feel like every time that you've had problems, it's just when Coach is with you.
No, I cannot say that because he was the voice of reason last time.
No, yeah, he made it so there wasn't a fight.
He was the only reason there wasn't an altercation.
It doesn't help we were drinking either.
Oh, no, it always helps that we were drinking all day.
Because that's the thing, it's Saturday night, we have happy hour to get to, we're at the Embassy Suites, so we got that 6 o'clock happy hour, we got to make it back for Mantic Night, that's the key.
Well, I will say, Jack...
Yes.
Don't be too offended by it, because Alex gave Ed Norton the same treatment at a movie theater one time, too.
Oh. Okay.
Remember that story?
It's a true story. Yeah.
I've been told I am the Canadian Ed Norton, so I guess that makes sense.
Okay.
He's just doing his job. That's all he's doing.
Yes. No, yeah.
And Mantic Knight. Why would anyone want to go to Mantic Knight? To tell us what's going on.
Sweet great stuff. Well, with your ticket, you're going to get a spectacular pint glass this year.
Ooh.
You're going to get your drink ticket, which is well worth it. Because, you know, those drinks are not cheap.
Although last year I had so many, like, I ended up with so many drink tickets, I was double-fisting by the end, so.
Yeah. You're going to get a $20 off coupon good at the Mantic booth.
Yep, that might be my Vanguard.
That might be your Vanguard thing. And then you're going to get nice little tidbits from Ironheart Artisans and Outrider Hobbies, amongst other things. I haven't decided what else I'm going to throw in there. I got some stuff that I got. Yeah,
last year we ended up with a cool resin guy from was it last year that we got? Or that might have been the year before we got the...
No. Last year you got the batting rims from Ironheart.
And then the year before that was the billboard, the Ronnie Bard billboard.
Yeah. Oh, for Dead Zone. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's always something that cool. Especially Ironheart Artisan stuff is always really cool and fun to put together. It's all NDF stuff. Fun times.
Yeah, he does good stuff. So, and then, you know, there'll be the Q&A with Ronnie. And then we open it up to Open Gaming, where Barroom Brawl will be there. Yeah,
we got to get – Barroom Brawl is my favorite. We had such a good time last year.
Yes.
It was pretty funny.
I think I'm going to put Andrew Sharp to work and anyone who wants to challenge the English
on some Dead Zone
in a game of Dead Zone.
There you go.
Oh,
you want to lay the smack down on the UK guys. Andrew Sharp will be there. Will be your punching buddy.
You haven't told him that yet, but
yeah,
he comes over. He gets the Pharaoh treatment.
Pharaoh will look you when he shows up.
And we might be playing either the anime battle sometime or the G.I. Joe battle with Rick. It might be that night. We haven't decided yet. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well,
everybody's making anime mechs, Mantic anime mechs, so that might be the night to play that game.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be fun.
But that night's a good time to rub shoulders, rub elbows with people. Everyone's kind of free when normally, you know, there's a lot of stuff, business that has to get done.
Yeah, it's good chatting.
Good chatting.
Yeah, if you didn't get Hellboy or Here's Negan in, those games will be available to play.
Demos, yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, like last year it was just fun to hang out and chat with people, and it's always good. Like I was talking to people, you know, I would never have talked to regularly. It's guys, stores, owners and stuff, and it was just happened to be hanging out there and talking to them. And
the authors there was
Brandon from, Brandon Carrion from,
it'll be good to see him from Full Metal RPG.
Full Metal RPG. I hear he's all rip and roar DB, take home the national championship card.
And Dead Zone. He's going to be playing the Dead Zone tournament too.
Oh, look at that. Maybe the AZ guys will take it.
Yep.
Sure.
So it'll be good to talk to him. Yep.
He'll be there. It's just a really good time. And you know,
the celebs show up.
I was a little, when we first put this thing together, I was a little leery about how it would turn out, and every year it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, we were at the very first one, and now I think we've only missed one so far, and it's been great every time.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah, so. Well, I think we get more and more relaxed with everybody around, too. We're like, we know everybody now, so it's good to hang out and see, like, Mark Zielinski's usually there. We get to see him. We never get to see him much.
Yeah. Mark's good. Mark's a good guy. He's a good cat.
So, yeah. So that's fun. So always that's the night we get to see everybody we never got to see yet, because they all kind of congregate. All the Mantic people congregate together for that night.
It's true. So that's Saturday, and then Sunday we get the second day. Second day is really just open. Second day is just the Clash of Kings day two.
Yeah, that's the day that I'm sure we'll be playing Mech Zone some more with the anime mechs, and probably doing the G.I. Joe is going to be on Sunday, because Rick will be more freed up that day too. So.
Yeah, pretty much almost everyone will be more free that day, with the exception of Shannon Shoemaker, probably, because he's running the Clash of Kings.
Oh, yeah.
But
and myself. I'll have more people in the booth, though, that day, because I won't have as many of you guys up there in the Mantic room.
And that's also a good day to do shopping and get all the last-minute deals.
Yeah.
Because usually by then, Pat's just like, I don't want to bring this home, so here.
How much you got? What do you got in your hand there? I got magic beans. Here you go. All right, I'll trade you.
Yeah, it's a good time because and at that day, everybody spends their $20 for Mantic Night too, so you get everybody in there shopping around.
Yeah, if you're looking to get that $20, it's going to be basically half off a Vanguard starter set. So
yeah, or pretty much a free Dreadball team or a
yeah.
Dead Zone
if I have them, I don't know if I have a lot of Dreadball teams there.
Oh, you will.
So, well,
I know we have to stack the shelves. You always have more than you think you're going to have. Walking Dead stuff, that's a great starter set. The sets, the mini sets there, the three guys, that's a good price for those.
Yep.
The thing is, though, I would take that voucher. I would make my purchases early because stuff sells very quickly. I know Star Master is not going to be in the booth there.
Chilling.
So maybe it won't go as quickly, but it goes. So make your purchases you need first, and then take the voucher and see what's left. Because
that's true.
If
there's any, especially certain, like Hellboy should be out by then. I bet Hellboy will sell out by Sunday if you guys have actual stock.
Yeah, that's iffy.
Yeah, it's close.
The Chinese New Year always screws Adepticon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's early in the shipping, yet.
Yeah.
But every year I'm surprised just
and Vanguard,
how much...
Even Vanguard sets, I might not get a chance by Sunday.
Yeah.
And you're going to have Terrain Crate, I assume. That's going to get going off the shelf.
Yes, we'll have all the new other Terrain Crates too, so.
Yeah.
Because when we set up, it's customary, we set up... And by the time I get back to dealer hall, even just the next day, there's a lot of turnover and a lot of work. Yeah, the guys in the booth, John Jack and Shane and stuff, I don't know how many trips they make out to the truck and how much there's a lot going on there that as a condo.
I wish I could get those guys a segue.
Yeah, you don't realize how much is going out because you see it's the same stuff, but it's just like constant turnover.
Yeah, they need that. I applaud them.
And then by Sunday, realize what's going out because stuff's getting sold out, so it's just not there anymore. So you think Vanguard's going to be the big one this year? That's going to be the big seller?
I think so. Yeah. And Terrain Crate.
Just to see those miniatures, when people see them in the flesh, they'll be like, oh my god, I didn't realize that these are such good quality.
Yeah.
Those Vanguard miniatures are, I think, a huge step up. And Mantic wasn't bad. I think a lot of the Dead Zone stuff's great, but that Vanguard miniatures are a huge step up, I think.
Oh, yeah. It gets better.
But that seemed like a quantum leap. All of a sudden you went from like, oh yeah, they're like, you know, average miniatures to like, these are top of the line. Like, I would just see these miniatures, you're like, oh my god, these are some of the best miniatures in the field, really.
Yeah.
Nightstalker, some of those Nightstalkers models, that giant one, which is just a floating eyeball with those tentacles, like that. So cool.
Yeah, that thing's awesome. The Ogre Guard is really awesome.
Ogre Palace Guards. I have one of those that Pat gave me, and man, I love that thing. Such detail on it.
I didn't know what I said. I don't need anything from Mantic. But you're right, those Nightstalkers.
Yeah, there's this.
If there's some there, I don't know if I could turn myself away from it.
When are those goblins getting released?
Probably after March.
Yeah, more that's Gen Con kind of release.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea when stunt bots will be able to? We're hoping that there'll be stunt bots at.
No stunt bots.
Come on.
Pretty much what we'll have.
We were promised stunt bots.
What I can tell you for sure is we'll have the Night Stalker Kings of War stuff. We should have some of that.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot of the dwarf stuff out.
Oh yeah, the new dwarves. Yeah, even the new dwarves. I'm not big on fantasy dwarves, but they look really nice too.
Yeah, well, most of these dwarves are for Iron Guards. They're usually a lot of one model guys. So,
you could just clip the medieval weapons off of them and make them into Dead Zone models.
You could.
Yeah,
really good. Yeah,
because a lot of them have blunderbusses and stuff. It wouldn't be too hard to sci-fi those up.
Yeah, see.
We destroy every range to make Dead Zone models.
Except for Dreadball, which I do not condone.
What I'm hoping for to show up in March is some of the Terrain Crates, like the Throne, the Mine.
Oh, the new stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the Guard Barracks, and hopefully the Plague. The Plague Starter Force for Warpath and Megaforce will be there.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah,
you don't
so these
need more Plague, Jack.
No, I don't, but someone does.
Well, yeah.
Someone needs it. There's a craving.
In the starter force, you'll get 20 plague zombies, 23 gens, plague hounds, 6 second gens, and subject 901.
Oh.
And in the Megaforce, you'll get 20 Plague Zombies, 30 Third Gens, 6 Plague Hounds, 3 Second Gens, 2 Striders, 1 Strider with Burst Laser, 1 Plague Mule, 1 Hornet, a Territon, and a First Gen.
Yes. Yeah, that's like, you buy that, you're set for life for Dead Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, until you want Murderbirds and Bursters, but...
But again, I did Dead Zone for 4 years without Murderbirds and Bursters, yeah. So...
You know, yeah, I was going to say, those can't be make or break, even though some people will tell you that Murderbirds are the be-all, end-all.
And they've been out for 2 years, and people are just now... I don't know if the models...
Yeah, they weren't available.
Available widespread, or people just poo-pooed them because they had what they were comfortable with.
I think we were... Since we back all the Kickstarters, we get those models so much earlier, but they weren't available in the marketplace until... Recently, and I think they're still not available because they're made in-house, and the in-house guys are busy.
It's true. Yeah.
Biddy.
Biddy.
And, yeah, so Adepticon's going to be fun times.
Yep, bring your armies, get them ready. We enforce the Adepticon paint rule, so if you're thinking you basically need to have 3 colors on your model...
I thought it was 2 colors, which I thought was offensive. It should be 3 colors.
It is 3 colors. Adepticons is 3.
Oh, really?
Our own personal rule is 2 colors.
Oh, yeah. 3, for sure. 3 colors up.
I agree.
Yeah.
And
it plays better.
Well, you don't want gray plastic or standees or something on the board. And, yeah, everybody should be in there. And in our off time, which isn't much since Pat put it to work, I'm sure Jack will be willing to play people games, too.
Well, see, let's not go crazy. Let's not offer that into the ether. I'm going to try and bring so that I can play.
And I would like to try and get a game in because I never get – what sucks is everyone thinks when you get into a game company, it's game, games, games.
Yeah, no. Never get
it's
to play.
Not, I hardly ever get to play because
– I'm sure at Mantic HQ there's plenty of games and frivolity and laughs and
yes.
The clinking pint glasses over top of
– Because it's the English. They put the Americans to work.
That's right.
But
somebody's got to do all the work.
Yeah, with no representation.
Yes. It takes us in our women.
Yes, prima nocta and all that.
And such.
Et cetera.
Speaking of Pharaoh. Oh, that's a different, wrong musical.
Yes, sir.
So, Technicolor Dreamcoats aside, what say ye on the Adepticon wrap up? What's the what's your takeaway on why should people go to Adepticon and what's big sell? Bring it home.
Why you should go to Adepticon is because we have a great group of guys that show up every year that play in all our tournaments and all our events, and guaranteed that you will. Have fun. Yep. I almost went with a double negative, and that felt that was confusing.
You are guaranteed to have fun, yes.
You will be guaranteed to have fun and have a good time. It's not like, I guess, I hate to be this way, but it's not like other tournament settings.
Yes.
It's a general, relaxed, very camaraderie.
Yeah.
Even the Clash King ones is that way too, and the Clash King one's a little more intense than the other ones.
They take it seriously, but they still have fun. Nobody's yelling, there's no beating on people or getting upset. Yeah, no tables ever flipped or anything. But it's not, I think it's generally just the way Mantic games are. Because the rules are so clean, especially in Kings of War, you don't get those arguments over the rules that normally you get in other games. So I think if people just to play the game, you don't get people yelling at each other or saying, no, that's not how it works. It's, oh yeah, this is clearly how it works because the rules are so clear.
Yeah, it's a good time. And then we put on Mantic Open Night again. It's just a good time of just hanging out. You know, and you don't even have to play a game that night.
No.
You just hang. You can waste out. I remember one time I wanted to get in one of the jet bike races. But I spent all night just chatting with people. And the next thing I know.
Yeah.
The bartender guy's going, I got to close up.
Yeah, you usually get kicked
midnight.
Out.
I'm like, what? It's midnight already?
Yeah, I do hope that we get some after hours fun again like last, but it worked out for this.
Yes.
And I think I'm looking forward to most. My thing is, I'm going to watch with eagle eyes to see what beverage is spilt on this year. Like, Tyler's good for one beverage being spilled.
Tyler, yeah. Tyler, you're on notice.
There was a Merlot, then there was a Shandy. Yeah, and let's can we just put a moratorium on shanties?
Ixnanley Shandy.
We don't need lemon infused beers.
That was Pat.
No,
that was my fault only because the ridiculous liquor store I stopped at only those two cases in there.
Well, yes.
Truth
now. Wrongfully, and I'm a big enough man to admit wrong. I thought it was him, and he no.
Well, they went, so I don't think people complain too much.
That's yeah, it comes right down to it. Beer is beer, in my book. I'll drink.
We all went to the liquor store. We bought all types of and brand whiskey. We were drinking so much random.
Oh, you were forced feeding Ronnie. You were try this one.
Yeah, and then he wouldn't drink it, and then
this
that was him.
But,
yeah, hopefully we get another hangout, after-hours hangout, where it was just, we just kind of left the, took over a spot in the hall and just hang out.
But we can't sell Adepticon to the general public by saying, oh, by the way, we get together and we...
Well, we're out in public, anybody could have been there.
We get dangerous.
We get dangerous.
Yeah. But that'll be another Adepticon for another year. We've got our plan. Now we just have to execute it.
This year we're actually flying in, so we won't be so dead tired that first day. Yeah. And we won't have the tower plus train ride, so I think we'll be much happier.
Yeah.
So be careful with our baggage, though. But might have to ship stuff home this year.
All right. So moral of the story is come to Adepticon.
Yep. Yes. If you get a chance, come to Adepticon. If not, we'll have all the coverage. On the post show, you can live it through us. Well, we hope to do some FaceTiming with Coach there because he's not going to get there this year, so he's feeling depressed. So we're probably going to do some walking and talking with him, and it'll be fun. And come say hi if you see us.
Yes, for sure.
And go to the Mantic booth. Say hi to Pat. He'll be in the booth.
He's pay homage to the booth. Pay homage to Pharaoh.
Yeah, that's right. So I think that wraps it up for another episode. This has been Deads of the Podcast, episode 93. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm your host, Chopper.
The guy who took over. Get out of our studio.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
We can't hear you.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I had my mic muted.
Oh no, your mic's a mutant.
We hope this works. We're doing Jack's janky setup. It's like you're way down there.
Yeah, it's janky. We're using a laptop instead of a desktop. That's the only change.
Jack, the laptop's on the floor.
Well, okay, so it's not on someone's lap. But I think that'd be really I'd be triggered if you both had it with like a half on my lap, half on yours.
I think it'd be nice and cozy, and the show will have taken another direction in life.
Rob's on blanket two for keeping warm.
What? How cold is it over there?
We went out for dinner, and his feet got chilled, so now he's crotchety.
It's cold. Jack keeps his house like at 20.
What is that? Oh, 20 Fahrenheit?
No, it is actually probably 78 in here.
Holy shit, that's sweltering.
It's not hot here. There's no way it's that hot. I can see my breath, Jack.
Well, we can turn that thing on and see what it says.
No, stop.
Let's look over our shoulders and see
what it's... Well, maybe at the heater it's 80.
86.
It's not 86 in here. Maybe at the heater. Where it's blowing out.
Now he's pantomiming. All of a sudden he's seeing his breath and warming his hands as if he's outside in the...
I had a bigger blanket on, but I had to take it off because it's not a recording blanket.
I'll just play my didgeridoo then.
That always helps me finish, so.
It's nothing like a good didgeridoo to get you going.
Oh, yeah. Sensual.
sensual didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Do you really have a didgeridoo?
No, it's an old wrapping paper tube.
Same thing. I wouldn't be surprised if you had a didgeridoo in that place.
I did have one, but it broke.
How'd you break a didgeridoo?
Well, in the many iterations of the Pat moving.
Yeah.
It broke it. Because I used to bring it with me when I used to travel a lot. Because I'd always tell, when I was single, I'd always tell the girls, you want to see my didgeridoo?
And you had one to back up that line.
I did. And then you'd be like, how dare you? Go, no, it's a real didgeridoo. I got it in Australia. What'd you think I was saying? Jeez. I'd be all indignant after that.
Well, it's Rob looking at it. He's looking at the computer screen.
I hope you're recording this, Pat, because I don't think we are.
No, I got it going. Don't worry, I got you guys covered.
I think you're getting recorded. I don't think we are. We'll see.
No, you are. You're getting recorded on my end.
Ah, that's good.
Okay.
Because it's moving.
It's a moving.
Now my computer just told me that I can download a new version of the recording software.
I don't think you should do that right now.
In the process of recording. How stupid.
Wow, this has got all the hallmarks of a
lost episode.
Oh no.
This is organic. This is what we would call in the business organic.
Viral marketing.
If our listening audience does hear this, it is through a convergence of multiple
semantic gods have spoken.
Yes, luck and happenstance.